You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. More and more Michigan farmers and researchers have their eye on a prospective crop, hemp. It comes from the same plant as marijuana, but industrial hemp won't get you high. But it's regulated as a Schedule I drug. And unlike some other states, Michigan has not changed its state laws regarding hemp, which means Michigan farmers are losing ground to growers in Canada and some other states. Kurt Thelen is a professor in the Department of Plant, Soil, and Microbial Sciences at Michigan State University. Kurt, good to have you with us. First, tell us just what industrial hemp is, what it's used for.
Well, industrial hemp, as you mentioned in your introduction, is a plant similar to marijuana, but it does not have the high concentrations of THC, which is the active component in marijuana that gets you high. What hemp is used for, it's kind of a multi-use plant. It's currently used for fiber as a vegetable oil source in the seed oils. As well, it has some pharmaceutical properties, too, and a component called CBDs that has some activity against childhood seizures. So it does have multiple uses. And then another use would be the grain itself. The seed itself can be used as a grain source. So it has quite a number of different uses, a real multi-purpose type plant.
Does it look like a marijuana plant?
It looks exactly like a marijuana plant. You really can't tell the difference unless you get in and analyze the THC levels in the plant.
And yet, I know you told our producer that if you try to smoke industrial hemp, you might as well grind up the chair you're sitting on and smoke that. It will have no effect on you, yet it's still classified as a Schedule I drug.
That is correct.
And what does that mean for farmers who want to grow it or researchers like yourself who want to study it?
Because it's regulated, as you mentioned, it's under Schedule I, it falls under that for regulation, which means really you're not supposed to be growing it. Some states have passed laws, and there's been recent changes in the previous farm bill to this one 4 years ago that kind of allow for research to be done to investigate the plant further, you know, for potential adaption at some point on farms. However, as long as it's a Schedule I, falls under that regulation, you still can't move the plant across state lines because of that federal determination.
So no seeds can be transported across state lines, which kind of ties your hands for research or anything else.
That is correct. And that's the reason that at Michigan State University, we've been trying to get a permit under Schedule I to do the research on it. But we haven't been successful so far. We're trapped somewhere in their paperwork, I guess.
What kind of research do you want to do on industrial hemp, Kurt?
Well, what we're looking to do is just really establish some of what the basic agronomy is going to be for the plant. So when we get to that point, everyone thinks we're going to eventually get to the point where the industrial hemp is legalized. We want to have growers in Michigan positioned so they'll have the information available to know, you know, the basic agronomy of the plant, like what should the row width be? What should the plants per acre be? What should the fertilizer applications be? All those things that we call kind of the basic agronomy, what growers need to know as far as how to grow the plant.
How do you think hemp would do in Michigan? I mean, we grow a lot of corn, we grow a lot of soy in this state. Would hemp like that?
Yes, hemp, it's been characterized as a plant that will grow pretty much anywhere you can grow corn. It likes more fertile soils. We know that much. It likes what we call the finer things in agronomy. It'd be a plant that would adapt well wherever corn can grow.
And what do you think, if these challenges were removed and Michigan growers could kind of get in and begin to grow industrial hemp, what kind of economic potential might it bring to the state?
Well, I'm probably a little more guarded as far as what my expectations would be. It's certainly a plant that's going to have some niche markets for it. But when we look at it in terms of what other plants we have out there, available like for fiber, for instance. And, you know, it's a good fiber plant, but we also have cotton and we have, you know, other plants that are probably even a little bit better. But it, again, it will have some niche markets. And then when we look at for an oilseed, another example, we have oilseeds that yield a little bit better also. But it is kind of, as I mentioned, a multi-purpose plant, and it's also going to have some high-value niche markets, particularly with regard to some of those pharmaceutical components that I mentioned earlier. And, you know, growers that get those contracts will probably do quite well.
So this is talking about, for example, the cannabinoids, the CBD oil that we certainly hear a lot, especially in terms of pediatric use, medical use.
Yeah, CBD is probably the most highly recognized of the cannabinoids in the plant as far as having that medicinal value. But there are other smaller ones, too. The plant produces some 100 different compounds that fall into that cannabinoid category. So there's potential there for even more. Particularly, what pulls it into light now is with all the opioid problems, you know, there's some potential there for pharmaceuticals, too, for pain relief, those types of uses.
I'm speaking, if you've just joined us, with Kurt Thelen, who's a professor in the Department of Plant, Soil, and Microbial Sciences at Michigan State University, as we look into the prospect of industrial hemp in Michigan. Now, there has been some legislative chatter both in Lansing and nationwide on industrial hemp. Michigan's ballot initiative to legalize recreational marijuana would also legalize hemp growing. Do you worry, Kurt, that tying hemp to marijuana legalization might confuse people on the crucial difference between the two?
Well, yeah, it certainly won't help with regard to that. I also think to really address the issue, we still have to fix the problem of it being regulated at the federal level under the Schedule I regulation, because farmers still wouldn't be able to bring in seed from outside the state legally. Chances are they could probably find a way to get it done, but then they're always going to be potentially subject to that regulation. So I think, you know, that it's certainly a step in the right direction, you know, to take care of it at state level, whether it be through a referendum or through legislation at state level. But we're still, to really fix the problem, we have to address the federal regulation as well and somehow get it deregulated under Schedule I.
And to that point, the 2018 Farm Bill, which came out of a Senate committee with a 20-1 vote of support, includes hemp legalization legislation, and it's backed by Mitch McConnell, a Senate Majority Leader. Would this be, shall we call it a cure-all?
Yes, I think that would really be the thing that really gets the ball rolling, because I see that as probably the major obstacle at this point. So once you take care of that, I think a lot of the states are going to fall in line and get their own regulations to address the issue of legalizing the industrial hemp component of it, at least.
And there is some movement, is there not, in Lansing towards changing state laws regarding hemp?
Yeah, there has been interest at that level. There's support from the major farm groups as well behind that. There's still, you know, it does present a problem, and I can understand it from a law enforcement perspective. As we alluded to earlier, you really can't tell the difference by looking at the plants. So that does raise some issues there, too, with law enforcement. And so some of those things still, some sticky-type problems there need to be kind of addressed as well.
Kurt Thelen is a Michigan State University professor in the College of Agriculture and Natural Resources with the latest on growing hemp in Michigan, industrial hemp. Kurt, thanks so much for being with us on Stateside.
No problem. Glad to talk with you.